Blog Talk Radio.
This is Segregated South Radio. I'm your host, Dilemma Red. Thank you guys for listening in worldwide. While we ride again, this Segregated Style Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you all, guys, for tuning in to Segregated South Radio. I'm your host, Dilemma Red. Today's topic, we're going to talk about why do bad things happen to good people? You just always have to ask yourself that, like, you know, you always got these people that make their marks in the world, and it's like they're the ones that always get sick. They're the ones that accidentally get shot. They're the ones that be in the car wreck. They're the ones that be, like, quadriplegic or paraplegic or have these, like, degenerative diseases and things of that nature. So you have to kind of, like, ask yourself as to why did it just happen to this specific first person versus another person that you may not like as well. Like, you know, you want to put that suit on somebody that's, like, your enemy or something, or you just, like, want to see them in that predicament. But, you know, you have to just, like, take the bitter with the sweet. Like, it don't matter if you're good or bad. Like, over time, anything can happen. I've been thinking about, like, some of the things that happened, like, in the last, like, week or so, and it's been happening to, like, so many good people. And then I think about in the last, like, couple years, how many people did I know that have passed on and they're no longer here. And you have to, like, sit and evaluate your own life and say, hey, I think that I'm a pretty okay person and I don't want nothing bad to happen to me. But it's like you will always be faced with something like that. You will always have that challenge. And I think that's just like a part of life. It's not like a good or bad thing. It's just like cancer will come and strike your household just like it can come and strike somebody else's household that might be even more fortunate than you are in life, or whatever the case, or however you may look at that. Because I was just sitting and thinking to myself, like, man, I got to do a segment about that, because it's like everybody I know is like, I've seen people pass on from cancer. I have a guy I know, he passed on due to a car accident that was just like a freak accident. And it's like, why did that have to happen to him? I had another one of my better buddies pass on a few years ago. And I said, like, why did that happen to him? Like what could he have done in his life or in his lifetime to, like, put him in that position? So I'm just kind of, like, geared towards on, like, the real, like, man, that's just odd to me. Like, out of all of the people that can have something like that happen to them, it happened to this specific person, and why and how does that occur? It's like you have to always question it. Like a lot of people say, oh, no, I don't question God. Who else do you think you question? Like you know, you can sit there and ask another person, but ultimately, like, who do you really turn to and ask these questions to? Like, you know, say, oh, no, I don't question God. I guess you do question God. Even when you talk to him in prayer, you ask him for certain things, certain blessings, or certain things to occur, but you still will question him, like, okay, why did this happen to this good person? Or why did this happen this way? It's like you're not trying to, like, defy his word or defy or overstep his power. You're just trying to get some clarity as to what is really going on, because it's like there's so much going on, and it's like it's kind of hard to digest, you know, so you just kind of just sit and just think to yourself, like, what do we need to do? I got a new thing that I'm finna incorporate on Segregated South Radio. You know, music is always my thing. I know I do. I know this is mainly just talk radio, but we're gonna do it just the same way as you would hear it anywhere else. It's still commercialized, and we're gonna be doing, like, these little breaks of these songs you know what I'm saying, to get y'all reminiscing. I'm talking about I don't have a specific genre of song. It just depends on how I'm feeling or what topic I'm talking about. But this topic right here that we're talking about is really just, it just boils down to us just being humane. And we love each other enough to realize that we are humane, and that when something is wrong with somebody that you care enough about, you feel like that's a good person. Why is this bad thing happening to them? So, you know, you got to think about the love aspect of it, and what is love? Love is pain because it hurts. It's not always gonna be good. Like you know, people can like paint this little picture about how love should be, or how you're supposed to treat people. You're supposed to treat everybody equally. You treat everybody the same on a day to day basis, and then hopefully something good and dynamic will happen in your life. I say no. Everybody's working on something. And everybody is not going to be considered that good person or that bad person in your life. Like, just because a person is nice and good in my eyes, you may not see it that way. So, you know, if something happens to that person, you'd be like, oh, all the hell with them. And I'm glad it happened. You know, or sometimes you might just be ill-filled about certain things. So, I mean, it's life. But at the end of the day, I know somebody that I grew up on that he told me exactly how you supposed to love somebody, whether they're good or bad. And y'all know him. His name is Teddy Pendergrass. We're going to bump a little bit of this Teddy. And then that kind of get that thing kind of going, because, you know, this is the only thing that's kind of really going to make sense to you. You know, to feel good when you love somebody and they love you back. Listen up, folks. This is the Segway to Stop Radio.
So hard love with somebody loves you back. To be loved in return is the only thing that my heart desires. Just appreciate the little things I do, for you're the one who got me inspired.
Yeah. I don't know it. I'm telling y'all, man. Let's see what it's doing for you. Hey, the P tell her how it is. And I just have to go ahead on and show y'all exactly that, you know, tomorrow ain't promised to nobody. You can go to sleep and not wake up. In my words, you can go to sleep and wake up dead. And you don't and you don't even realize the severity or the power of the people that's around you. You know, it's energy and power, definitely power in the words. You got to be careful what you say, because sometimes you might say something to somebody and you never ever see them again. You might do a wrong doing to that person. If that person may have made you feel some type of way prior to any of this stuff ever happening, and you can go ahead on and you can move on with your life and just kind of like. Just think that everything is just kind of like hunky dory. You don't never ever look back to see exactly what type of individual that you had in your life. So, you know, that's why I'm kind of like geared toward going ahead and kind of being up front and just telling like it is and try not to be like toxic while doing it, because sometimes you can't be toxic while you do it. Sometimes you gotta practice what you preach. I think that's why sometimes I have to listen back to some of my podcasts, because the words that I speak, I got to learn to live by them. Especially when you know that good people and bad people and people that's in between, they are all people at the end of the day. And like, you can't wish nothing bad on them and then expect something good to happen to you. You know, and like on a day to day basis, like, get better tomorrow than you were today. Like, if you saw a void or something in your life, you say, you know what, I'm going to do this differently tomorrow, and I'm going to do this differently for the remainder of my days on earth. And then, you know, that might be your life change. You know, everybody's story is just not the same. Everybody don't have the lifelong goal of going to be on the radio or be a podcast or be a doctor, be a lawyer, be a mathematician, or be a physicist. None of that, it has no relevancy if we don't become interconnected. That's gonna be like my new one, being interconnected. Because you know, like when you're not interconnected, you untwine, you know, almost like cells or something of that sort. You have to like kind of always be positive, but you got to be stern and firm at the same time. So. You know, I'm just at the stage where I'm like, you know what, just tell it like it is. Segregated South Radio, we got to tell it like it is. If it ain't told how it is, then it will be Segregated South Radio. And that's just the bottom line. It's like every day I'm doing different material and I'm putting it out there. You guys can go and check it out on iTunes. I don't have to send you to my links. I don't have to do none of that. I'm very, very happy for all of my listeners. I have well over 300 listeners last month. And it's steady growing. And if you guys can double that up, then, you know, next thing you know, we got 600. Then we get 900. Next thing you know, the sky's the limit. You know what I'm saying? You know, you're always welcome to call in to the show and give me feedback about whatever it is that you want to talk about. You can call in at 516-387-1721. Again, that's 516-387-1721. I am definitely live on the air right now. It's 12:12:15 at Central Standard Time. That's for all of my peoples that's around the world. You know what I'm saying? Give a big shout out to my peoples in Norway. I ain't never been there. Never been to Norway. I've never, ever been to Norway. But I would like to visit. I'm pretty sure they got some hoods in Norway, too. You know, we ain't going to get it twisted. We ain't going to act like, you know, it's going to be ritzy all over the world for the peoples that I never seen. Even some of my people that's in the States, some of the states that I never even visited before, you know what I'm saying? I'm almost sure that you still go through day-to-day problems all of the time. And so I'm just, that's just kind of where I'm at. And y'all know what? Another thing that I'm doing, I'm definitely just like, seriously, like, all of these new artists that's trying to come out, I'm going to be the one that put them out. Because you know why? Because that's what they do down south. You go to North Memphis, you go somewhere like them dudes down there, they working together, they network. And so that's how they're able to get on and get into their music biz. You know, I'm up here working day and night to see an artist shine. I want to be the dude behind the scene. And, behind the scene is cool for me. It's cool for me. I said, I'm not trying to be the guy that's in the limelight on the front page. No, don't need to do none of that. You know, I'm just trying to do better and thinking a little bit better. But you know, that's just how it is. But like when I be talking about people being good, I'm gonna treat you just like how you treat me. That's just the name of the game, you know. But Segregated South Radio, I talk to so many people on so many different levels. Like I said, I'm just gonna start recording and just go ahead and upload it and let y'all hear it. I said, because if I don't, then you know what I'm saying, it wouldn't be me. Sorry, you just ask anybody. You guys, my wife, my family, my friends, they'll tell you. I know I might say something. I don't say it to want to, like, hurt your heart, but I say it to let you know that I mean it. It is what it is. I'm up here trying to locate a track from this young man. Not only does he rap, he got his own clothing line called Bandland Golden. I don't know how you go about like purchasing it. I can probably just get in contact with him. But he Bandland ZZ, I bet that gentleman, an upcoming artist, out the shy, you know, and I'm getting ready to play some of his music. You know, he's a young guy. I think he's gonna be awesome, man. I think in due time, he's just, you can tell he in the walk. And so, without further ado, y'all know how we do it. You know, it's always gonna be some peace and some love at the same time. I'm gonna show some love. I want y'all to show some love for my man, Bandland ZZ. Name of this track is called Hood Shit, man. Big shout out to him. All the cats out there, Cal City, Dog River, D.R. Harvey, we'll give a shout out to all y'all cats out there in the South Suburbs, man. If I left y'all, I'm giving out a big shout out to y'all guys too. But y'all got to know that we got to learn to band together and work together, you know, because it's not about who you know, it's about what you willing to do to get from one point to the next. But without further ado, here, Bandland. ZZ, good shit.
Brush on the buff, got that fan, you think it don't like it, I'm clear, the speech don't trust,
Yeah. See, when they talk about that hood shit don't mean just people making money. That's like a union. It's like a bunch of individuals that's willing to come together collectively and make some money and do something positive. This dude, Van Lance Easy, big shout outs to you, man. I hope you continue success, man. Not only in the rap game, but in the business game too. I think, you know, because the music business is business. It's business. That's all this is. It's business. And you're going to meet a lot of people along the way. And everybody is not going to treat you the way that you want to be treated at all times. I'm just letting it be known. Letting it be known because I'm at the stage now where I'm definitely gonna continue to work on my craft and just kind of like be original. I know ain't nobody else out there doing this. Cause if they was, then they definitely would be out. Cause I haven't seen them, and I'm on the podcast every day. I know they got people that's out there podding, but I mean the ones that's actually relevant, the ones that's actually trying to like get it. You know, I know it's like, you know, when you got a gift for gab and just wanna just alert the people, it got to be like that. You got to be like that. It ain't no other way. There's no other way, but it's like I'm changing my trend of the show. I hope y'all riding the wave with me. I hope that some of you artists out there want to get some of your music played and call in and holler at me. You know what I'm saying? And I'll spin your track. I'll see, because some people they have a problem with doing that, and I don't. You know, but you know it is what it is. You just kind of wanna look at the people that turned you down versus the people that's willing to look out for you. So I'm the type of person I wanna see everybody shine. I mean, if everybody can shine, then we all gonna win. All the time, all day, every day. Especially right here at Segregated Style Radio, we trying to eat. And what you do when you're home, you eat. And you know, all the people I know, man, they good, but I show like it's like the nation itself is perishing, like the world as we know it is perishing because we got this big divide. And then when that divide changes, you won't look at no good and bad people because we have a balance. Everybody will be the same. Everybody will be exactly the same. You know. Like I said, I say it all the time, man. If life was easy, everybody would be living it. But it don't work. You know it don't work like that. It never have. It never will. But in the words of my girl, Anita Baker, I'm going to keep on giving your ass the best that I got. This is Segregated South Radio, y'all.
She's just someone I can't get, and that change for her, the thing is to me. Be my mind and me. Do you just find what I think was the mind out of me? It'll be fun times of life, and you better with all that has to be. I hope you see me. Lean on me, and together we can come along with you. We love to love you, and I'm supposed to be a superficial girl.
time, exactly what I'm doing all the time. Ain't nothing changing. Ain't nothing changing. Especially when you're doing, when you're trying to maintain without going insane. But you know, that's just life. But I show hope and pray that all of this stuff that's been going on, these killings and shootings and people bombing and doing all of this madness and being hostile towards each other, I hope all of this stuff just affects me. Because it just don't make no sense, you know, that we supposed to always want good things to happen to people. When bad things happen to the people that's good, we feel like we got to blame the world, but we got to kind of like be able to move past all of that. And just do better. Know better and do better, my good people. That's what it's all about. Knowing better and doing better. We're going to continue to do that. And everything is going to be A-OK. I think I'm going to talk about being your kid friend. You know, don't be your damn kid friend. But y'all got to talk about that. I might have to do a video cast for them shit. But anyway, it's been real, my people. This is Segregated South Radio. I hope y'all like the new additions to the show. Y'all let me know, critique me. You already know I'm always going to be on every day of the week. I'll be back in your ear. Once again, this is Segregated South Radio. I'm your host, Dilemma Red. It's been a blast, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Man, tomorrow. You know, well, today, in my case, today. So I'm just trying to see exactly what it is that I need to be doing. Just planning for the future. But you guys, take it easy. Peace and love.